Support for WAMC comes from the office of Dr. Vivian Letizia Woodstock, Orthodontic Cosmetic and General Dentistry, featuring laser and digital technologies, woodstockdentist.com. Good morning, it's 7:19. This is WAMC Sports. Carmelo Anthony scored 29 points and the Knicks extended the undermanned New Orleans Hornets losing streak to four games with a 102-80 victory last night. Raymond Felton added 15 points, making 5 3-pointers for New York, which hit 14 as a team. Tyson Chandler grabbed 12 rebounds for the Knicks, who've won 2 straight since their first loss of the season. They are 8-1 for only the third time in franchise history. The other 2 times, the 1969-1970 and 1972-73 seasons, they won championships. Kobe Bryant scored 6 of his 25 points in the final 2 minutes, and the Lakers hung on for a 95-90 victory over the Brooklyn Nets last night. In Coach Mike D'Antoni's sideline debut, Dwight Howard had 23 points and 15 rebounds despite a horrific 7-for-19 performance at the free throw line for the Lakers, who have won 5 of 6 and moved above 500 since firing coach Mike Brown. Brooke Lopez scored 23 points and Deron Williams had 22 for the Nets, who missed 5 of their last 6 shots in their 9th consecutive loss to the Lakers. And it's a week of traditions, and that includes the Ohio State-Michigan matchup. But any other year, Ohio State went unbeaten and ranked number 4 coming into the annual rivalry game with the Wolverines. Its fans would be trolling the internet for the best airfares to the BCS title game. Not this time. Due to NCAA sanctions, Ohio State is banned from playing for the Big Ten championship next week and going to a bowl and isn't a factor in the national title picture. Many of the faithful blame athletic director Gene Smith, who gambled and lost, that the NCAA wouldn't levy a bowl ban. Jake Sorgan, WAMC News.